Coach, obviously a good win for you tonight. Stepped up to 3A to play a good Delta team. You won in five. A good match, it sounded like.
Yeah, it was. The girls came out, and we played very confident that first set. And then Delta turned it on the second and third set. They had us running around a little bit and making some unforced errors. But I was really proud of the girls bouncing back that fourth and fifth set and able to pull out a win.
Yeah, and what'd you do in that to bounce back? As you put it down 2-1, you won set four and then five to get the victory. So what turned in your favor over those last two games?
I think a little bit is we lost our confidence offensively there for a little while. And we just talked about it in between the third and fourth set about how we had to go back to being aggressive and being aggressive back on the service line. And the kids went out and executed. It was good to see that we were able to do that.
All right. I know Emma Luce is your main gun, but around her, and she's just a sophomore, but around here, you've got a lot of seniors, and you had to probably rely on some of that leadership tonight.
Exactly. And Emma's actually a junior this year.
Okay.
I'm really proud of my four seniors. Sarah Kraft, I moved back to that libero position this year, and she's embraced that role quite a bit. And then I put Aspen Merrifield out on the outside this year, and she understands that she's not a big banger like Emma is. But we just talk about being efficient and putting the ball in places, and she did a really good job this tonight for sure.
All right, and back to Emma Luce. As you mentioned, a junior, but had a tremendous year during COVID last year. Where has she improved? Where has her game got better for you here early on?
When I'm talking about Emma, I'm just impressed with the way the things that other kids are just standing and watching, and Emma's able to get her feet there and make a play on a ball. We worked really hard on her being aggressive out of the back row because we understand that we're going to have to get points from her back there also, and she's actually learning how to control that shot from the back row also, so it's just a pleasure to be watch her on the court because she knows the game, that's for sure.
Okay, good stretch with the win tonight at Delta. Then you have Lyman coming in this weekend. Sirocco will be a good way to open up league play next week. So you're in the middle of a good little stretch for you.
We are, and we've kind of always looked at the Lyman match as our chance to play a Eastern Colorado team and just see how we do against them. And Lyman always puts up a good fight, so we're looking forward to tomorrow. And then you're exactly right, Sirocco actually came to a team camp this summer in Meeker, and they're good. They serve incredible and have some hitters, so that'll be a big fight for us.
Yeah, and I think your league overall is a little bit deeper this year. Is that a fair statement? I talked with the Olathe head coach. I think they're coming up this year, and Plateau Valley's better. North Park got a good win tonight as well. So I think your league's a little deeper this year.
I agree. I knew Sirocco and Plateau Valley were going to be good. Olathe lost a few kids, but, I mean, that coach is doing a great job of getting some kids out back on the court. And then North Park, I'd love to see that they're starting to do well, and I hope they continue that this season.
Okay, and then back to Meeker, what are your goals this year? I know you were disappointed you didn't get to the Final Eight last year, but what are some of the team goals this year?
I think it's the same thing. We were very disappointed after that loss to Yuma. And I talked to the kids about 2 weeks ago, and I said, okay, what do we want to get done with this season? And they all just looked right up to me and said, we want to get back to state. So they're trying really hard at it. They work incredibly hard in practice, and it's just a good group of kids to be around. I'm really proud of them.
And you have a new facility out there, I understand. Good-looking gym, according to social media.
I agree. If any of you guys get a chance to come to Meeker, the facility they built, even the classrooms and the whole building, is just incredible. It was funny. Peonia came over and played us last year, and all the girls came off the bus and they're going, this is like something you'd see in Aspen, not Meeker. So we're pretty proud of that facility, that's for sure.